Hey, Sony, one part that we noticed during the spring was you lining up in the slot and catching passes. Is that something that you're receptive to doing this year if the offense asks you to do that?
Yes, most definitely. If coach, called upon me to play some slot and receiver, I would do it. And I'm going to try to do it to my best of my ability.
Right side, third row.
Jim Johnson, Southern Pigskin. You guys were stopped behind line of scrimmage 20% of your carries last year. How frustrating was it not to have any space to maneuver?
I would say it wasn't too much of a frustration. It was more of a learning curve for us, knowing that as a running back, you need your offensive line, so you got to be behind them, encourage them. And I feel like this year our offensive line has worked extremely hard in the offseason. You know, we got some young guys coming in that's working hard, you know, trying to hopefully contribute to this team, and I'm excited.
Right side, third row on the aisle.
Matt Smith, Southern Pigskin. Sony, I want to go back to January and your decision to return. Was having a disappointing year last year, still not having been to Atlanta, not having beaten Florida, were those big factors in driving your decision to come back? If last year had maybe gone better, would you have thought more about leaving, or just that inability to win a championship in your first 3 years, was that a big factor in pushing you back for a final year?
Yeah, those were big factors, you know, just falling short on some games last year. You know, the possibility of hopefully, you know, trying to go to a championship. And, you know, there were so many factors playing, you know, trying to get my degree, staying in school, you know, staying at the University of Georgia. You know, it was a decision that I prayed upon and ultimately came with the decision that it was the right decision for me to stay.
Front row here, left side.
Dick Cox with Cox Sports Broadcasting. Talk about your relationship with Nick and what it's like splitting the carries, because, you know, both of y'all could be a feature back, probably getting a lot more carries and all, but you've teamed up to be one of the best combos in the country.
My relationship with Nick, it's more of a competitive thing where we got each other's back, making sure we hold each other to a high standard. When he's in the game, I'm making sure I'm letting him know when something don't seem right, making sure he's at his best game and he's making sure I'm at my best game, just so we can be a better team overall.
Left side, second row.
Sonny, your senior class has a chance to be 4-0 against Auburn. Can you talk about that rivalry game and what it would mean to be, you know, undefeated, end your career undefeated in that kind of a game?
It's big for us, you know, just to win 3 years in a row, and you know we gotta go earn it this last year, and it's not gonna be an easy game. You know, Auburn has a great football team; they always have had a great football team. You know, we just gotta push through. And it starts now in the off season. You know, we gotta beat Auburn as like right now. You know, and everything that we do now, and then you know carry it over to that game.
Left side, front row.
Hey, Sony, Barrett Slee from CBS. What have you seen from some of the younger receivers, you know, like a Mecole Hardman coming in, you know, playing a little bit of both ways, but primarily on offense, and then Tyler Simmons and some of the younger guys? How have you seen them progress throughout not only the spring, but then, you know, work this summer?
A lot of those guys progressed just because of some of the senior leadership that we have at receiver. Terry Godwin, you know, stepping up to that role and making sure those guys, you know, do a great job. We also got Javon Williams, one of our older vets at receiver, you know, teaching the younger guys. We got freshmen that came in, and they're all buying in, working hard, and I think all the hard work will pay off for them.
Left side here against the wall.
Alex Bynum, Decatur Daily. Sony, the last four years, the SEC East champion has kind of almost backed in with multiple losses into the title game. Does that give you confidence going forward that, you know, anybody can win that side of the conference?
Yes, you know, SEC is a great conference, and you know, great football teams are in it, and I think every year it's up for grabs. No matter what the preseason rankings say, I mean, every team has an opportunity to go out there and get it, and the best team will get it.
Left side, third row.
Sonny, how have you seen Jacob Eason progress through the spring and in off-season workouts that will allow the passing game to develop to loosen up the defenses for your running game?
Jacob Eason picked up a very important role of just being a leader on this team. Just on the off season, he's been a leader through 7-on-7 when the coaches aren't out there, making sure things are running smoothly, just perfecting his craft, doing extra work when everybody's gone. And I think, you know, by him having 1 year of experience under his belt already, he's going to be ready to, you know, go out there and possibly lead this team.
Right side, back in the corner.
Sony, what's it like? How much more comfortable is it with Coach McGee year two and Coach Chaney year two?
It's very comfortable just to have the same coaching staff, you know, for 2 years. You know, I've been under, three different OCs and three different running back coaches. So it's great to have the same coaching staff because we know what we need to work on, and we just got to go get it together.
Left side here in the front row.
Back to Jacob. He had a chance just to go to the Manning Passing Academy. Did he talk much about that opportunity to work closely with Peyton and what he picked up from there?
All I got from when I talked to him about it and I asked him about it, and he was just telling me how much work they put in that camp. And it wasn't one of those camps where you kind of just go to relax. And he said, all he said was, we really put in work from sun up to sundown.